Lernen die Lechene von Mesupokim in der Gemorre. Lernen die Lechene von Mesupokim. Für meist, die Gemorre has two groups of Lechene. Arad Mekudeshesli, Arad Ishti, Arad Arusose, Arad Knuyoli, Arad Sheli. These are the Lechene of Achoivim. And then you have the Lechene of Mesupokim, Salosi, Zgurosi. And the Gemorre says, Mimayoda. How we know? And the Gemara says the only way it works is with a sukkim boisayinia. Let's give them the tamsis agemor. Now, the Ran and the Rashbo, Beide, say pshat, as Lemaise Yatra, that this Ran and Rashbo, Avele Maise Gipaskin and Shulchanor. That all of these lishoynes, and the Gemara says, how the isha knows bichlal that you want to be mekadosher? How you know that you want to be mekadosher? And the Gemara says the only way it works is by asukim boisahinian, and the lishoynes of adoim it helps, and the lishoynes of misupokim it doesn't help. Zok the Ran and the Rashbo, that is another eight. Wazeli shulchanor zok lemaise. We don't have to talk in eichetim to have asukim boisahinian. He told her, Arei Atzalosi, Arei Atzgurosi. He told her these Lashonos. And after he told her these Lashonos, we talk, don't know what the Isha means or not. And we asked the Isha after it, you meant Lashem Kiddushin or you didn't mean Lashem Kiddushin? We asked her. If she said she meant Lashem Kiddushin, she's Mekudeshes. If she said she meant Lashem Kiddushin, she's Mekudeshes. If she says she didn't mean Lashem Kiddushin, she's not Mekudeshes. So Gemara says it's an eitz. It's an eitz in all of these Lashonos. So we went over to the Isha after the Kiddushin and we asked her, what you meant? And if she says, I meant Lashem Kiddushin, so in the Lashonos of Adoim, she would be Vaday Mekudeshes. And in the Lashonos of Mesupokim, she would be Sofik Mekudeshes. Zog der Ran and the Rashbo, so the Etzel, when the Gemara had a whole shakle of a tire, Mino Yoda? How we know, Bichlal, what this person means? Mino Yoda? The Gemara could have answered very poshut. We asked her. We asked her after the Kiddushin. And then in the Lashenes of Adoim, she's Mekudesh B'teres Vaday. And the Lashenes of Mesupokim, she's Sofek Mekudesh. Even that she says that she meant it, even that she said that she meant Lashem Kiddushin, Aber Afilu Ochi, even if she meant Lashem Kiddushin, Aber Afilu Ochi, if it's Lashem of Mesupokim, it doesn't help. And as I passed in the Shulchan Aruch, and in all of this sugya, the Gemara Taki gives the Eitz of Asukim Boisayinian. This is the Eitz of the Gemara, Asukim Boisayinian. Aber we don't come into this Eitz. So what is Nisbar here in the Ran and the Rashbo? Baruch Hover. That you could go over to Isha, and you tell her, Arei Atzalosi, and we Taki don't know if she means Lashem Kiddushin or not. So the Gemara has an Eitz, she was a sukim by saying, no, she's not a sukim. We go over and we ask her. If she says she didn't mean it, takes a gonish. If she says, I meant Lashem Kiddushin, so then Val the Loshim is the Loshim and the Sipek, she's a Sofek Kiddushin. And as Eile Maise, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, and Abisim, it's not going to run in Rash, but it's a Psaq Aloch. Fregt Rab Kiva Eiger, Kiddushin are not Kinyonim. Kiddushin, we have to have Eidim Lekiyume. The Aloch is if a person is Mekadosh Isha and Eidim don't see the Maisa Kiddushin, she's Nish Mekudeshes. As a Tnai in Kiddushin, you have to have Eidim Lekiyume. And we saw in the Sugya before, Nosa Luba Omroi, Zog the Rashba, why it's not good. The Maisa, the person gives her money and she says, we for sure understand that Mistome, he meant Lashem Kiddushin. She said Lashem Kiddushin, Mistome, he also means Lashem Kiddushin. Zog the Rashba, it doesn't make a difference that we know that Mistome, he means Lashem Kiddushin. But we don't see clear that he means Lashem Kiddushin. So now we don't see clear that he means Lashem Kiddushin. Zog the Rashba, 14 Eidim Lekiyume. Kiddushin need Eidim Lekiyume. 14 Eidim Lekiyume. So stay clear in Rashba. That even if we assume Mistome the husband wants to Mekadesh, because now we don't have a raya brura that he wants to be Mekadesh, certain Eidim Lekiyume, we have to know the Rosen Atal. So if we have to know Ratzon about, like Rav Gimeiger, we have to know Ratzon Isha. So what will help that the lady will say later? As the Gimeit L'Shem Kiddushin, so what is the Gimeit L'Shem Kiddushin? Aber L'Maisa B'Shaz, the Eidim, so the Maisa Kiddushin, so the Eidim L'Kiyum. And they break the Rashma. And they break Rav Gimeiger. So Rav Gimeiger, I said, and this is said by Etzan Dav, the Miluim, was Mechaven, the Me'atzmoy, and Chof Zayin Zayin Baruchovet. That weil Kiddushin steht ki ikach ish isho ve ikar akicho ho ish oise and the isho as the Miluim brings down the Loshon Aran in the Dorim Daf Lamed maskeres atzmo she doesn't do a part of the maise so we don't have to see the maise vaskomas ho isho is enough to see the maise vaskomas ho ish the maise of the ish we don't have to see the maise vaskomas the isho
they don't know what it means.
Doesn't make a difference. You don't have to see it. They have to see that the husband is giving money and the husband wants to be Mekadesh. Stated in the Rishonim, there was no Shaila by the husband. It was only a Shaila by the Isha. It's a good aura. I don't have a teretz on it. But it's a time aura. All the sugi here, Tzalosis, Gurosi, the Gemara asked the question, I've told him, Mino Yoda. Gemara asked, Mino Yoda. From who we know? Mino Yoda, how we know what you meant? The Gemara never asked the question, Mino Yadinen, that the husband had a das to be Mekadesh. Beidish for what? What she's doing, what she thinks that she's doing when she's taking the money. So what she thinks what she's doing, she's taking the money. What? So how do you think melacha? Why? Maybe he's drinking melacha. Why in her is more a topic for him? But that's a chveish. We come to the of this. And the Rishonim say that we know for sure that the husband means L'Shem Kiddushin. Chveish for what? The sugya is handling what mechateisa the isha wants. When I've done the Teretz is the Rishonim gave the Eitzah, the Isha will say later that she meant Neshem Kiddushin. Zot of Kiveger is a raya from Dot that it's enough to see the Dasa Ish, and the Dasa Isha you don't have to see. Then I have the Miluim of Zayin Zayin. He says that the Ran state, the Isha Maskeres Atma, so the one that is doing the Maisa Kiddushin is the Ish, and without the one that is doing the Maisa Kiddushin is the Ish, it's enough that the Ish sees the Maisa, Medat Nisham and the Isha to see the Das of the Isha. Stam b'derech agav, the magia and the Miluim brings a stira of Rav Kiveger. I feel that it's poshet in Rav Kiveger and the chidushim here in the Miluim that you only have to see the dasa ish. I bring the tshuvas Rav Kiveger. The belt is not so choishes to the tshuvas Rav Kiveger, but the tshuvas Rav Kiveger that clears. And a normal chidushim, how we know the lady is masking? You say a rab mekudeshes li b'tabar zuk das meishav Yisrael. And she keeps quiet. With the shaska, shma mina nichala. Klat Rav Kiveger, what is the pshat? From the fact that she put her finger and she was masking to take it, there we see that she agrees. Or from the fact that she kept quiet, toch kedei dibul, and she didn't yell, no, no. Sounds the same. From the fact that she took it, or from the fact that she didn't yell, no, no. So Rav Kiveger, zorim ha'alichot, askemina la'aloch ha'lemaise. Eidim look normally in the chuppah and they see how the husband puts the ring on the finger. Then the Eidim move away. Zot Rav Kiveger, if the raya that the lady is masking is from the fact that she kept quiet, toch kedei dibul, and she didn't say no, no, the Eidim has to carry on looking at her for toch kedei dibul. Not enough to see. But Eidim has to be masking. For noch a minute, she kept quiet. And the Zohar, this is the reason some people say Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes, Kilo. No, to where's the Mechor? She's not Shmoyer. But because of the Mezei of Rav Kiveger, so the Magia after Rav Nimiluim, but state in this Rav Kiveger that the Eidim Lekiyume need to see Eskoma Seisha. If there's no din to see Eskoma Seisha as Eidim Lekiyume, so there's no din Mechor to look. Kiveger meant Zohar, now we need to know that she agrees. Rav Kiveger, how we know that she agrees? Klaus Rav Kiveger, miyad atoch kedei dibul. Now, if you mean that Allah has said Rav Kiveger, you have to wait. If you mean that you have to wait. But Shaita Rav Kiveger, that you have to see her das. But Mikol Makoim, and Rav Kiveger Bayun, and Rav Kiveger Bayun steht nicht das. Kiveger Bayun steht that you don't have to see the das of Isha, you have to see the das of Isha. For sure, if there's no das of Isha, she's not Mekudeshes. But we could find out later, we could ask later. As the Eidim, to be a Sabbath, but oh, you have to have a Dasa Isha. That's common. No, every time you have to have that's common. And this l'shaynus, it's not enough that she keeps quiet, because maybe she. No, and this l'shaynus, it's not enough that she keeps quiet, because maybe she doesn't understand. This is the Gemara's kasha. No, every kiddushin, the way we have it works, you say Ariad Mekudeshes, the fact that she keeps quiet, this is the lie that she's Mekudeshes. And this l'shaynus, we have a suffix, maybe she doesn't understand. So even the fact that she's keeping quiet is nishkin raya. And then the Gemara zogt asukim boisayinit. The Gemara zogt asukim boisayinit. This is one teretz. So the Rishonim, we don't have to have asukim boisayinit. We could ask her later what she meant. And then zogt Rabbi Eger, you ask her later, but there's no edim lekiyumah b'shas ma'aser. But the edim ask her later, so nishkin ma'aser kiddushin later. The edim have to see this Rabbi Eger's kasha. Rabbi Eger mekach this kasha giboy. And you don't have to see that's the isha b'kiddushin for kiyumah. And why do you need it there? On them she's nishkin b'kudeshes. But the enemy of Kiyumah is on the ring and him. But Rabbi Shimon and Shari Yosher Zok, Barchov and Shar Zayin, Perikvot Zayin Ches, Zok Rabbi Shimon, Avada de Loikir Rabbi Kiveiga, and that's what we saw Rabbi Kiveiga, but Chuba himself, I saw he didn't hold like that. Avada, you have to have Eidim Lekiyumah, Sire the Maiseh of the Ish, and Sire the Maiseh from the Isha. You have to have Eidim Lekiyumah. He brings a Raya from the Chuba Sarashbo. The Adam Choshev. How you mekadesh by Adam Choshev? She gives money to the Adam Choshev, and he tells her, "Ariad mekudesh esli ba'i ano." Zog the Rashbo, she has to say yes. Even though in every kiddushin the lady doesn't have to say yes, the Adam Choshev she has to say yes. Why? In every kiddushin you put money a ring. She doesn't have to say yes. And the fact that she keeps quiet is a liar that she's masking to get married. Like, but Adam Choshu comes along and the lady decides to give a present to a head of a company. So she gave him a present. She never meant for Kiddushin. He tells her, but here I know that I took the present and I'm a Kaddish. She didn't say yes. Maybe she doesn't agree. Why she doesn't answer? Forget I'm a sugar and a half emperor. And the Tabas, the Pshat, you took the ring. If you don't want it, give it back. You can't, what are you keeping quiet? I gave you the ring for Kiddushin. You don't want to take it off. Here, I gave you a present. You decided to make Kaddish me with the law that I took the present. Zot the Rashba, so we need the lady to say yes to know that she's Mekudeshes. If the lady doesn't say yes, we don't know that she's Mekudeshes. Now, state in the Rashba that she has to say in front of the Eidim. Why? Because if not, there's no Eidim Lekiyuma that she's masking. Like Reb Shimon, we don't have to have Eidim Lekiyuma that she's masking. You said only by the Amir of the Baal you need Reb Kiveh Eger, you died there. And that's an issue you don't need. Ask her later. If she will say yes, yes. She will say no, no. So Reb Shimon states that you have to know the Das, Sigh of the Ish, and Sigh of the Ish. Nazeh Lemaise Netzachon Ala Achroinim Lemaise, the Loike Avim Miluim Reb Kiveh Eger. That in Kiddushin you have to, Eidim Lekiyum, they have to see the Kiddushin, and they have to see that the Isha is Maskim and the Isha, and on them, it's not enough that later we find out that they want. That's the Chepta from Eidim Lekiyum and Kiddushin is Aloche, you have to have Eidim B'Shas Mais. I, the Shaila is Barazay, and the Ran and the Rashba and Arsu, you state Nishtazay. Say, Tzalos is Gurosi, you could give her the money, even though it's not claw, but you know, even if it's not claw, if you take a Mila Kiddushin or not, even if it's not claw, if you Mila Kiddushin or not. But when we come to him, you will ask her later. As they state in the Ram, and as they state in the Rashba. How you can ask her later? When you're stuck in Eidim Lekiyumah. It's like Reb Shimon HaYesoid. This Yesoid is Muchach and Ganshas. Reb Shimon is a Shari Yosher, and also the Chiddush of Reb Shimon and Gittin. Reb Shimon said, you come to a Kiddushin, and you mekadesh ha'ish and ha'isha. Arayad mekudesh asli betabas. You need Eidim Lekiyumah. It's not only Biru, it's no Eidim b'chalois is not chap. Frank Reb Shimon, but the Eidim don't know. Maybe he's not a godel, maybe he's a cop. We know if he has Shtei Sairas. If he has a beard, but if he doesn't have a beard yet, maybe he doesn't have Shtei Sairas. Maybe she's a ketana. Maybe she's a cousin of his. Maybe she's a sister of his. How? The Gemara says, Shema Shove Pruta Bemodai. But they're not in Modai, so why should Mekudeshes? Maybe it's not worth money. How do you know that in Modai it's worth money or not? The Abedus. The Teretzes. Zot Reb Shimon, the Eidim have to see the Maisa Kiddushin. What is the Aloha? The Aloha is Eidim Likiyume, the Maisa has to be done in front of Eidim. The whole Maisa has to be done in front of Eidim. So when a person is Mekadosh Yisho, the whole Maisa is done in front of Eidim. If they don't know the age, it doesn't mean that a part of the Maisa is not done in front of Eidim. The whole Maisa is done in front of Eidim. Just the Eidim don't know the age. He gives it small. They saw the whole Maisa. Later they will find out. Zot Reb Shimon very poshut. When a person tells a Yisho, Arei Atzalosi. Arei Atzalosi. And she took it. So she agrees to be Tzalosi. She agrees to be Tzalosi. Now we don't know if she knows what Tzalosi means or not. So we'll find later if she knows or not. It's like we don't know if this Tomo is Shavu Pruta or not. We can find later. I'll be mad. And the Adam Choshu, she gave a present to this person. He told her, Arei HaKodesh Li Ba'i Anoi. If she doesn't answer, we don't know if she meant yes or she meant no. So we didn't see yes or no. So we can't ask her later. We need to see a Maisa. When she takes money for Tzalosi, it's yes for Tzalosi. Now we don't know what Tzalosi means. We don't know if she knows what it's Tzalosi. But yes for Tzalosi, she said. Now could be she thinks Tzalosi means Tam, Shmuzu Tzalosi, and came back and she thinks Tzalosi means Chasam. But she says yes to Tzalosi. I would ask you a Shailesh. She will stand and say, yes, I'm asking to be Tzalosi. Now, we don't know if she knows what Tzalosi means. We'll ask her later. The same thing when she takes the ring. And we're not sure if she's a Ketan or a Gdolo. We saw the Maisa Kiddushin. That was not of Kiveriga. In the case of the Chumas HaRashbo, she gave him a present. He said, Arei HaMekudeshes. We're not sure if she meant to say yes, or she just not misyachasted. So later she will say she meant the yes. The Eidim Likiyuma didn't see the yes. When she takes money for Tzalosi, we see yes for Tzalosi. Now, if she knows what Tzalosi means or not, we'll find out later. And then if she says yes, and we're not sure if she's a Ketan or a Gdolo, we can find out later. The Zalda Zalda? The Zalda Zalda? The Zalda Zalda? Das ist ein Indien. Das ist der zweite Indien da, mit dem Mewal sein. Die Gemara bringt dann am Achleukes, Rabbi Yossi und Rabbi Yehuda, if Asukim bei uns der Indien helft oder nicht. Rabbi Yossi halt Asukim bei uns der Indien helft, Rabbi Yehuda halt Asukim bei uns der Indien doesn't help. The Shaila is, what is the Achleukes? The Gemara only brought it down, für Rabbi Yossi, wenn der Kasha ist Asukim bei uns der Indien, for Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a kasha. But what's the machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? It's the only place that I can mention in Kiddushin. What's the machlekes? We have a sayesodist in machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda in Kiddushin. If a person is asukim by Yisrael, he didn't tell her Arei HaMekudeshes, no megiret of them, and he gave her money, Rabbi Yosi helped Mekudeshes, Rabbi Yehuda helped Eino Mekudeshes. What's the machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? It's not very mefurashim, no in the Rishonim. What is the machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? I want to ask. There are three ways to go about it. Let me get. As one way, about a Balabati Shavek, Tachos is a Torah's Gemura. Kiveger is Meramez. Kiveger is Meramez here that it's a Torah. Shalik in the Yash, or Balabati Shavek, Kiveger is Meramez that it's a Torah. What is the first way? First way, Taina is like that. Like this. The Taina, Rabbi Yossi holds, Eina Chanami, when I'm a Kaddish Isha, and I didn't tell her Arei HaMekudeshes Li. I just schmoozed to her. Want to get married? Well, we'll get married tomorrow. We'll get married today. And then I gave her money. She understands that it means the same kiddushin. Well, you don't hold people don't understand. If you don't speak clear, people don't understand. Now, if we'll be mad to it, but about the shemachleik. If the asukim by saying it is a raya, as it will mekata zayin, as it mishkin raya. The Sukkim by Yisrael is a raya or nish? Rabbi Yossi, that's fine. The Sukkim by Yisrael, we get the girl. Versteht man, we will make a kaddish then. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Menschen versteht nicht. This will be the easy way to mantle the machlekes. Why it's not MS? Because in our sugi, it's mashma nish to say. Because in our sugi, the Gemara says, we know Yoda. And the Gemara says, that Sukkim by Yisrael, and it's mashma zot of kiveregeh, that silent Rabbi Yehuda, silent Rabbi Yossi, the Asukim by Yisrael will help that we will know that he means the same Kiddushin. the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, the Asukim Alein would be enough, and the Sefer Rabbi Yuri will have to use the Lashon Kiddushin. And we know Yoda, the Gemara understands that Asukim Baisa'inim could be an answer. If the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Asukim Taka doesn't make the people clear, people don't have on Asukim, what is the masses? So what is the Gemara's Mashmanishna say? So I'm keeping it, so it's mistaba, there is no baratatish and machlekes. If Asukim Baisa'inim, people understand that it means the Shem Kiddushin, or people don't understand that it means the Shem Kiddushin. So by that we have to go back to the Mazda. So what is the machlekes if Asukim Baisa'inim helps or not? As Rabbi Yossi zokt as he helps, when Rabbi Yehuda holds that it doesn't help. So the first way to learn is Mehata Hen Gut, it's totally machlekes to show. Rabbi Yehuda holds is a din loshen b'kiddushin. As a din amira b'kiddushin. Amira b'kiddushin. Asukim b'oisa inyan, it's nishkin amira. Ramochim aher, ramochim ahin. Medav zoga. Why zog the Mishnah Rishon and the Mishnayas? Ki ikach ish isho, ein kicho elo b'dvorim. Chay kosu b'rashi ala teire kachas aroim. Chay efshar lekachas, elo ein kicho. When you take people, you ein kicho elo b'dvorim. It's a remes, a drosh, a chayis giloi, what's main the dog. But zog the ki ikach ish isho, you have to come. There's a din amira. Rabbi Yossi holds there's no din amira. I want to be mazdu vayta. That's a hand good. The Mishnah in Meisar Sheni, the Mishnah is in Perik Dalet in Meisar Sheni, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah in Meisar Sheni has two machlekes. The first machlekes is Hapoide Meisar Sheni. The person is Poide Meisar Sheni. He puts the money down and he doesn't say Gornish. Rabbi Yossi Omer Daye. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarech Leforesh. This is the first chelek in the Mishnah. Mamshich the Mishnah. Ha'isik, amedaber imo isha al gita gita b'kiddushin. Ve'loi pirish. Rabbi Yossi Omer Daye. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tzarech Leforesh. So we have two machlekes in Masechta Meisar Sheni. One machlekes in Meisar Sheni. This is the main machlekes. This is the reason it's in Masechta Meisar Sheni. Right? This we're not talking Masechta Gittin. This Bechlal, the Tana didn't feel a reason even to bring it in Masechta Gittin. This belongs to Masechta Meisar Sheni, this Mishnah. The machlekes is if in Meisar Sheni you have to talk out, or I could put Meisar Sheni, I put money near, and I mean that it's Padu. Rabbi Yehuda hold it enough. Rabbi Yehuda already has to speak. And we have another machlekes. If you medaber in isha al iski kiddushin, Rabbi Yossi hold it enough. Rabbi Yehuda hold you have to speak. Zok Reb Shmuel, it has to be the same machlekes. Yeah? If it's the same mishneh, well, stam two machlekes in. It's one machlekes. So what is one machlekes? Veilak. Rabbi Yehuda hold you have to talk. If you don't talk, it doesn't work. Sayin meisar sheni and sayin kiddushin. Why? The mishneh sheni brings different rushes. Here's called the Divliba. Reb Shmuel explains the longest. Reb Yehuda holds a chalois is never chal with a lev. You can't make a chalois by lev. Chalois has to be talked. You can't make a chalois. I think we know it's that. They shvel. Everyone knows when you do tefillin, you have to say l'shem kedushas tefillin b'peh. Why? I'm thinking. I my tefillin. I know that I meant l'shma. Is that halacha? Tefillin of shittus. If you don't speak it out, it doesn't become l'shma. You know, it's a lot in Teire. Machshev is pigul. We found in the Teire some chalaisim, even if no one has to know about it, it's not enough that I want. I have to do it. How you do it? Yeah, one of the things, you have to speak up. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to speak up. Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't have to speak up. Sayin ma'ed trum el mekashe. It's a trum el mekashe. Mishnah Rishon speaks out. Vos mit trum el etayah zu machshove. So that's not the gzirat hakosu, the trum el etayah zu machshove. All the gzirat hakosu, trum el onadin etayah zu machshove. But it's not a shmur, what's with Truma? Tana didn't bring down Truma here, only Meisar Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to talk. Rabbi Yossi holds without the shred. So in Meisar Sheni, you don't have to talk bichlal. You put the money nearby and it's good. Why? In Kiddushin, Rabbi Yossi needs a sukim b'Yisra Inyan. Nechur, let's see that. In Kiddushin, you don't need even a sukim b'Yisra Inyan. Let Rabbi Yossi to say, give him money and faltik. The Teretz is Poshet. You know why in Kiddushin you don't have to talk? You have to have Sukkim Baisa'inyan? Because in Kiddushin, without a Sukkim Baisa'inyan, we know Yoda. The Isha doesn't know. You never match with the first Shita. So the first Shita is, Rabbi Yehuda holds is a din amira. Rabbi Yehuda holds is a din amira. Rabbi Yossi is choylik and the din Amira in Ganser. Meister Shein in Kiddushin, Rabbi Yossi doesn't offer Meister Amira. Why in Kiddushin, the Mishnah says that it only works Betziru Vasukim Ba'isa Inyan? Because in Kiddushin is another condition. Mino Yoda, the Isha has to know that you're going to marry her. Meister Shein doesn't have to know. So the way the Mishnah is taking one machlekes. Rabbi Yossi is against din Amira. Rabbi Yudah holds from din Amira in Ganser. Sayin Meister Shein is Sayin Kiddushin. Just grade Rabbi Yossi holds, even there is no din Amira. But legabe Meister Sheini and legabe Kiddushin, the only way it could work is with a sukkim boisaini. This is one way to learn the Mishnah. Yeah, that's straight anyway, yeah. That's straight the Mishnah. That is Rabbi Yossi. The second way to learn the Mishnah is Nishtar. The second way to learn the Mishnah is Sai Rabbi Yehuda. But you have to remember, let it be Magish. The fitness numbers that we said now, we pass in Aloha Ki Rabbi Yossi, is no Din Amira in Kiddushin. There's no Din Amira in Kiddushin. Rabbi Yossi holds there's no Din Amira. Nishtim Kiddushin, Nishtim Meister Sheini, is no Din Amira. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds from Amira. Rabbi Yossi doesn't know from it. Why he needs a sukkah? Grade and Kiddushin, he needs a sukkah because on them the Isha doesn't know. But it's Bichlan no Din Amira if he does not know. The second way to learn is name.
Why
don't
the
Loshon is Mekalkel. The Loshon is Mekalkel. Ef Shalom Atone, the Loshon is Mekalkel. The second way to learn the Mishnah is name. Everyone holds that it's a Din Amira. Sai Rab Yehuda, Sai Rab Yossi learn is a Din Amira. Just Rab Yehuda holds a feste Amira. Rabbi Yossi holds you could make the Amira even with a sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda holds the form of Amira Amira. Rabbi Yossi holds a sukkim also could make it. How a sukkim could make it? Only because he holds the Umbane as an offer Amira. Other like the Meiri that the Asukim Al Kochuch is talking that he said Leshoinus of Kiddushin, not Stam Asukim. The Chazanish Riktak is mistapik in it, but it's a Meiri. If Asukim is enough that he shmooze one whole will get married in, or he taka has to tell her, I'm planning to Mekadosh you, and soon you'll be Mekudosh to me, and after you'll be Mekudosh to me, we'll be married, and then he gives her the money. But Turkey did very, he told her the words of Mekadosh you. So the Mele, Rabbi Yossi, all that is enough. Rabbi Yossi has to speak it out. If this is the Pshat, that everyone holds from Amira. Just Rabbi Yossi holds that Sukkim could give us the level of Amira. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to have Amira. But what is the machlekes in Meister Sheini now? No, in Meister Sheini, Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't have to do nothing. Separate machlekes. Here was a machlekes that you need Amira, Amira, or a Sukkim could make the Amira. What is the machlekes in Meister Sheini? Rabbi Yossi holds, you put money on the table and it's enough. What is the machlekes there? What is the machlekes in Meister Sheini? Why Rabbi Yossi holds that it's good? What? Zog derash al ha-mishnayes v'tzorich lo'imar that the Mishnah in Meister Sheini tzorich lo'imar that the Mishnah from Meister Sheini is talking tzorich lo'imar that the Mishnah from Meister Sheini is talking that is given by Meister Amir. Tzorich lo'imar that the Mishnah in Meister Sheini that is talking that Rabbi Yossi holds that you could put money on the table. Look in the Rash inside. Zog the Rash. V'chayegavne yeshleima bepidyon Meister Sheini. That the Mishnah is taka talking as given to Asukim Bo Yisrael. So we have two mamash pshatim. One pshat that the Mishnah is talking in Meister Sheini be Asukim Bo Yisrael also in Meister Sheini. Lashon HaRambam Pirush HaMishnah is a shtikel mashma that even if it's not a sukkim, the fact that you're putting the money near the meiser, it's kilo a sukkim by Yisrael. But we have two mehalchim. The mehalch is the rash that einach and ami, everyone needs a mirah. The whole machlekes of a sukkim is on a level of a mirah or not. And this is the machlekes Sayan Meister Sheini and Sayan Kiddushin. And we have to be minding the Mishnah from Meister Sheini that Rabbi Yossi holds that you could put money on the table and make a pinyon Meister Sheini, as Rabbi Yossi meant אז גוון דה עסוקים בריסאיניות. אז גוון דה עסוקים בריסאיניות.
מה המחול זה גם שם?
Or then we say no. So the Haidu, so Kulta is this Machlekes now, a wheeler in Alamo, din Amira b'Kiddushin, is man is totally in these two Machlekes. If you look like the first Mahalach, Rabbi Yossi is Cholek and the din Amira b'Chlau. And in Maestro Sheini, we're talking without no Amira b'Chlau. In Kiddushin, you need a Sukim for Zayte Kezachem. Rabbi Yudin needs Amira. A Sukim could never make Amira. Second Mahalach says no, everyone needs Amira. And the Machlekes of a Sukim is enough for Amira or not? And it's the same Machlekes, same Maestro Sheini, Sai and Kiddushin. Now it's interesting that even the Berash says in the foolish that the Mishnah is talking with Maestro Sheini, in Rambam is Muchach Mishnah. The Rambam in Hilchis Maestro Sheini, Perek Dalet Aloche Aleph, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Aloche Aleph and Maestro Sheini, I think it's the only place in the Rambam, in the old Rambams. Shabtai Frankel already took it out of the new Rambam, but in the old Rambam, the Rambam brings down the Mishnah from Maestro Sheini. We pass it like Rabbi Yosi. Asukim by Yisrael is good. Now, you open Hilchis Maestro Sheini Perek Dalet Aloch Aleph. Hapoide Maestro Sheini Veloi Pirash Elohim Rishmoes Belvat Keneged Apeiros Dayoi Ve'en Yotzorach Leforash. He doesn't have to say Dorish. Doesn't have to say Dorish. Just like the first shot. And if Rabbi Yosi is not in Amira Bichlal, Nishan Maestro Sheini, Nishan Kiddushin, just why in Kiddushin you need a Sukim by Yisrael for Zayde Gazach? The Rash learned Rabbi Yosi also needs Amira. Just that Sukim by Yisrael gives me the Amira. Zogt in the Rambam, Omar HaMagia. Omar HaMagia. No one knows who is that. Omar HaMagia, when he's the author of Tzfus, the Hushe Asukim by Yisrael. Or in the Inyan, the Inyan by Yisrael. Like in the Goel, it's mashma that he learned that this is the Raivet, and instead of Omar HaMagia, he has to take the wood of a Sogas HaRaivet and put it on top of Omar HaMagia. The Goyen brings down B'Shem the Rabbit. Shatai Frankel checked in all the Tfusim Yeshonim and all the Raivets for him, the Raivet never written it. It's Omar HaMagia. Omar HaMagia. So the Magia Zomte, the Rambam Nita David Arash. Zomte Tesis Yomte. Today we'll say they have a Marikurkus in the new Rambam. Hadur Shatai Frankel. Chaz B'Sholem, if the Rambam said the Stome, so the Rambam is not minding it by Sukim Bo Yisrael. Zog the Teisus Yontef al Mishnayas, the Rambam learned there's no din Amira ali with the Rabbi Yossi. And this is the reason Maestro Sheini doesn't need Amira. Kiddushin also doesn't need Amira. The lady has to know. The man of the Gemara said that Sukim Bo Yisrael. Rabbi Yudah holds a din Amira. Sai the Kiddushin, sai the Maestro Sheini. Rabbi Yossi is Cholik and the Gantz of din Amira. So we have to get two sheet of Sikorias. Look at the Rambam, the way it's mashma in the Rambam, but it's a sort of a Marikurkus. Now Marikurkus asks more, you know why you need a Sukim by Yisrael B'Kiddushin? For Eidim L'Kiyume? So the Eidim L'Kiyume. The Eidim have to see, Da'as Ha'ish, Da'as Ha'isha. So you have to have Eidim L'Kiyume, it's like the Marikurkus. He says, upon more pshotim. And we have to say this to Kim Achleikas. What did they get up from a Sukim by Yisrael? And if we literally like the Rambam, this man, that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Dinamir, so the Sukim is a Zaytik Adir to find out what you want. To find out what she means, that the Eidim will know. This is the reason a lot of poskim say a sukim could be, even that they engage, could be a sukim. Meshudetes. Medes. But if we look at the first shot, that everyone holds a din amire, that the sukim comes instead of din amire, then you could say that Allah is a sukim. The Moshe. As a big shayla in poskim, who has to do the sukim? He or she? Omro he, Alamon is not good. What would be if she's talking about getting married? Again, if it's only a raya, Ken Zayin, Shihu Asukim, it's also good. If it's Medin Loshen, if Medin Loshen, Taka Enech Nadim, that's what I'm going to do. Let me send the Gemara back. We'll see Taka it's a stickle tolly hobeho. Gufe, Oya Medaber Ima Isho Al Iske Gito V'Kidusher V'Nosan Lo Gito V'Kidusher V'Loi Pirash ולא פירש. רבי יוסי אומר דייר, רבי יהודה אומר צורך לפורש. אומר רבי יהודה אומר שמואל, והוא שעסוקים באויסו עניין. וכן אומר רבי יוסי אומר רבי יוסי אומר, והוא שעסוקים באויסו עניין. דיין, what שמואל came to add, רבי יוסי אומר, ניסה לי אתה אב עסוקים בעניין הקידושי. רבי יוסי אומר, ניסה לי אתה אב עסוקים בעניין הקידושי. סבות רבי יהודה אומר שמואל את אדם, that it's not enough that they spoke in the beginning בעניין הקידושי, has to be Beretzitzus. This is the Kiddushin they spoke on in Yom Kiddushin. Zog the Gemara Ketanoi. Rabbi Oimer Vahushi Asukim Boiso Inyan. Rab Lezer Bereb Shimon Oimer Afal Pi She'ein Asukim Boiso Inyan. Rek the Gemara V'ilav De Asukim Boiso Inyan Mino Yodam Aiko Amalo Omer Abaye Me'inyan Le'inyan Boiso Inyan. Me'inyan Le'inyan Boiso Inyan. And this Gemara is a machlekes rishonim how to learn pshat. It's interesting. Lune divrei rishonim would never have a suffix how to explain this Gemara. The pashas pshat in the Gemara is, and there states in Balayiku, Rabbi Yudah holds you have to say mefulish, adin amiret. Rabbi Yosi holds asukim is enough. Other words, adin asukim, not din asukim. Zog Shmuel, other you have to talk with her the whole time. Ketanoi. One man the other holds, you mamash have to talk to her the whole time about getting married. The second man the other holds, you can talk to me in your Indian, but also in your. The that is reading of the chasene alein, the kirem of the naden, the kirem of the parnose, the kirem of an other zachen. Kama ato maybe in the dubie, kama so that you should his parnas, me in your Indian, but also in your. So the pastor said, Vorim, as I stated by Lai too, that it's a hemshech to the memory of Shmuel. The whole sugya is applying the libra of Yosef. Rabbi Yosi said that Asukim is enough. Shmuel was mechadish. Ali ben Rabbi Yosi. Shmuel was mechadish. Ali ben Rabbi Yosi as well. And Ali ben Rabbi Yosi is enough. Asukim by Yisrael. Zog Shmuel, but you have to, even that Asukim by Yisrael is enough. Other you have to talk the whole time. And Machlek is if you manage have to talk the whole time. Other in the Indian, the Indian, the Yisrael, the Zeichel. But the Rashba brings down a naive pshat. So no, but the Rashba alone expects the kashas of them. But the Rashba time that does the MS pshat. Zog the Rashba. Chudish dike pshat. Leime ketanoi. Zog the Rashba. So it's a dinner veini. Zog the Rashba. Leime ketanoi. This machleik is tanoi. If you have to have a sukim boys or Indian, mamish. Om Inyan Le Inyan Ba'isa Inyan is good. This is Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Ve Rabbi Yehud. Anu Pshat. That this Machlekes Tanoi, the Pasuk in Inyan Le Inyan is good. Or you have to have Dafka Ba'isa Inyan is Machlekes Rabbi Yosi Ve Rabbi Yehud. And Herzach Haim good. How the Rashba says Pshat. It's a Mechulish Dike Pshat. Zot the Rashba Azeh. Ali Bebe Rabbi Yehud Asuk in Ba'isa Inyan helps. Ali ben Rabbi Yosi asukim meinyan leinyan ba'oisa inyan helps. The high. Till now we learn pshat lefi Rabbi Yehuda and in Amir lefi Rabbi Yosi asukim is enough. Zal the Gemara no lefi Rabbi Yehuda that you need Amir asukim is enough. Rabbi Yosi oh meinyan leinyan ba'oisa inyan is enough. Tamad nezah. But this is what the Gemara wants to say. Again, I'm asking the pastor to say Gemara, Rabbi Yudah holds Amira, Alemol, Rabbi Yosi holds Asukim, and the Gemara now breaks down two shittas in Rabbi Yosi, how much Asukim you have to have? Asukim in Gansen or Meiri in Leinia? The Rashba says no, does he miss the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara is Mechadish now, that Alibe the Rabbi Yudah, you don't have to have Asukim by Leinia, and you don't have to have Amira, you can have Asukim. It's enough to have a suki. On a libe de Rabbi Yosi, you can have me Indian le Indian do iso Indian. First, as I said in the Gemara, first that the Bishul Shittas are Rishoyim. The Rashi himself says normally the Gemara never has such. Samod neketanoi, samod neketanoi. I want to mechalik it to two. First, vash state. Goes the other one. Else vash state, not in farvash state. Vash state. State in the Rashi. Then the fear of Yehuda, the Gemara decided that the sukkim by Yisra Inyan is good. The fear of Yosi, me Inyan le Inyan by Yisra Inyan. Okay, so why the Gemara decided that it's good? The Gemara understands that it's good. And the fear of Yosi, it has to go a little bit less, and mask it. Now help the Hangul. You could learn this Gemara, say that. Among the Rashba, or Shver Rashba, and then the Rashba wants to learn Pshat in the Gemara, say that. Aber du hast ein bisschen, was mit Trachen am Minut verlobt ist? Was mit Trachen am Minut? Was mit Trachen am Minut zu sagen? Rabbi Yudah said, you have to have a meal. Rabbi Yudah said, Asukim is good. I opened the words of Rabbi Yudah, what he said, a meal. Rabbi Yossi says Asukim is good. Rabbi Yudin meant Asukim is good. Rabbi Yossi that says Asukim is good, Me'inyan, Me'inyan, Be'isayinyan. I understand, Rabbi Yossi has to be Alamo less than Rabbi Yudin. You take the words of Rabbi Yudin, he said you have to say. Rabbi Yossi said you don't have to say, Asukim is good. No, you know what they mean? When he said you have to say, he meant Asukim. When he meant Asukim is good, he meant Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Be'isayinyan. And there's a top. Why the fear of Yudah that said that you have to have Amira? The fear of Yudah that you have to have Amira? You have to have Amira? What a Sukkim is good. Rabbi Yossi that said a Sukkim is good, you know what he meant? No, Hamo. But I think we could think a little bit longer if it makes sense. If we're going like the first Tadda we said. The Gemara says Rabbi Yudah hold is a Din Amira. Achi Yefarish, Rabbi Yudah said is a Din Amira. Sayin Meister Sheini, Sayin Kiddushin is a Din Amira. If it's a Din Amira, only a Sukkim could help. Right? Even though they didn't speak directly, but they spoke the words that sound the same. But Rabbi Yossi said there's no Din Amira. And Meister Sheini, he said he could get quiet, Bichlal. Kiddushin is a Sukkim. I have no Din Amira, it's only that you have to know what the lady wants. No, the Indian language, you also understand. No, I'm not, let me do math, but I think it's very close. If everyone holds that it's a Din Amira, you have to have. Just Rabbi Yudah holds you have to have Amira Mefureshes, Rabbi Yossi holds you can have an easy Amira. Who told the Gemara now to move down one step? You know what? The fear of Yudah, even as Sukkim is good, and Rabbi Yossi can go one more down. If you want to say, you can say what you want. There's no Tfisa. Let's be Tfisa Klal. Stop. He said, Amira, he says, you know what? We'll move it one step down. If the Machlekes is, Rabbi Yudah said, Din Amira, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Amira. The Moshe and Meister Sheini, he says you could keep quiet. You don't have to talk like the Rambam. And Kiddushin, you need a Sukkim, because you need the husband and the wife to know. It's like the Gemara, I could tell you a Mahalach about Azai. I could tell you a Mahalach. That a Sukkim by saying you will help with it, you know also. It's also considered Amira. It's also Amira, grade. Rabbi Yossi, that whole there's no Din Amira, Moshe. Even there's no Din Amira, so me Inyan le Inyan also can help. I'm saying nochamal, I want it to be close. I'm not saying that I cannot understand that the Inyan le'inyan will help the Amira. Maybe you could. I'm taking the Amira and I'm pulling it with words and I'm connecting it in the head. Kenza. Kenza. I'm just saying it's a modern gimel. As the author of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yeforesh, Rabbi Yehuda says, Asukim. Now we found in Achleikis, one by the other holds Asukim is good, one the Inyan le'inyan is good. So the model, so Rabbi Yehuda will hold at least that and Rabbi Yehuda will hold down one step. Kenza. It doesn't have to say about it. But if we say Pshat, like the first man, right? We have two Mahalchim. It's about this clone, no problem. We have two Mahalchim, Machlekes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yossi. The first Mahalchim, Machlekes Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yossi, we timing is Rabbi Yudah holds from Amira, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from Amira, Bichlal. Bichlal no Amira. And Meister Sheini, you don't need to talk. Here you need a Sukkim to find out. Was it not a Mahalch? Everyone holds from Amira. Just Rabbi Yudah holds Azah Amira, Rabbi Yossi holds Azah Amira. So if everyone holds from Amira, and Rabbi Yudah said you have to talk, and Rabbi Yossi said Asukim is good, it's time to change now the shittas. But if the Machlekes says that Rabbi Yudah holds, you have to have Amira. Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't have to have Amira, Bichlal. And Meister Sheini, Bichlal, you don't have to have Amira. Just in Kiddushin, you have to have Asukim, on down the Vesnish. On down the Vesnish. On Asukim the Vesnish. On a Sukkim is Eishnish. No, a Sukkim is Eishnish. Also help. Hello, Masimuna. A Sukkim is Eishnish. Can help. It's not Bukhav. The Hot of Satan. Let me get back to him the Gimbal. I wanted Masimish. Some Achorim that want to learn the Moshe, the Rash is not asking what we said. Because the Rash learns that if everyone is a Din Amira, and he will learn how a Sukkim Me'inyan Le'inyan helps. I say good words, I tie them with a string Me'inyan Le'inyan, and I connect it to the Kiddushin, and it works. But it's more mistaber that if it's a din amira, me'inyan le'inyan, Chaznish says, mish mistaber that me'inyan le'inyan will help. Asach me'al mistaber, but nishal. What is the bite of the gemok? Omar Rabuna, Omar Shmuel, aloche ke Rabbi Yoisi. Omar le Rabbi Yema le Rabbi Ashi, ve'elohod, Omar Rabbi Yudah, Omar Shmuel. Kol she'in yedea betiv gidim v'kidushim. Lo yelo yasek imoem, afilu lo yishmi aloho de Rabuna, Omar Shmuel. Omar le, ein mochenami. Ein achina. So this Gemara here is two halakim in the Gemara. But that's Alam al-Madgish. This Gemara is two halakim. First, we're learning now a new halacha that kol she'eim yodea betiv giti b'kiddushin lo yiyo lo esek imoe. And then we have another knage that the person that doesn't know his giti b'kiddushin can be esek even if he doesn't know our sugya. But we have to divide it. There's two halakim in the sugya. As first that pum the Gemara bring down here this halacha that a person that doesn't know Hilchas Gittin v'Kiddushin Zaynish can misasek b'Hilchas Gittin v'Kiddushin, and then there's another chelik in the sugya that not only if he doesn't know Stam halachas, even if he doesn't know halachas from our sugya. So what was then the two halakim from the sugya? That's Rashi. First Rashi is mad with the first chelik from the sugya. Lo'ir le'esek imoim li'ezdayim badogol shemo yatir yisur erbe v'zeo ibu sheniyoche letake. So Rashi and Pshad, the halacha, kol she'en yodea betiv gittin v'kiddushin, lo yelo esek imoer, zaynish can die, zaynish can die, and if you don't know the halacha, don't be a die. So like the Taisis HaRosh, and if you don't know Choshen Mishpot, you could be a die in Choshen Mishpot. But a person doesn't know, nothing in our student, our halacha. He said, first is the halacha, if you don't know Yuchas Gittin v'kiddushin, don't be a die. But if Mechal is saying, not only time if you don't know the halacha, even if you know the Gazdev and Ezev, and you don't know the Vod and Kiddushin, you also can be a die. But before we're holding in the second shlav, the first chiddush is, if you don't know Hilchas Gittin v'Kiddushin, Zaynish can die. So you can taste the Rosh, and Choshen Mishpot, can you Zaynish die? So one time the verse says, in Choshen Mishpot, but you could come over to a person, and you could be mekabel, and you say mechanet. And if an Ezer doesn't help, even if the Olam come over to you, Zayn the Dayan, you don't know the Aloch. Another time the verse says, love is when a person asks you a shayla and a dira. You know the halacha about the answer. Hilchis Rivis Lamazogin, you don't know Klaw. If someone Lamazogin in a car accident, these halachas that you don't know. About these halachas Lamazogin of Dilas, you know. So you can answer him. And given the Kiddushin of the halacha, even if you don't know one halacha and the Gansa halacha is from the Ebenezer, you can design a police and Ebenezer. Zog the Gemara, so why? That Rashi, because Shema Yater Yisur Elve, there's a Yibu Shem Yochel Etake. Why Etake is so chomo? Because in Choshen Mishpul Yisur, you have a Torah, you could give it back. Masha'el can hear you're a Paskin, she's not Mekudeshes. Other you're a Paskin, a mistake that she's Megureshes, when she doesn't have to be Megureshes. Zog the Gemara, Afilu Lishmi Ali, even if you don't know only the Halacha from Ar Sugya, כי רבי יוסי, נהי נעמד לא יהיה לו עסק עם מים, כי לא יהיה לו משכיחה או לא ישכיחה, שעוד הם לא יסן גטר קידושים לאישו ואינו מפורש. לכן בגיד לא סנגמור. לא מזון תס. לא יהיה לו עסק עם מים. פירש בקונטרס לא יהיה דיין בדובו, שמו יתר יסורו בו וזה איבו שם יוכל לתק. זה הרב רבזרי על פירש, שלא ידבר עם אנושים על עסקי קידושים לקדשה, שפעורים שתהיה מקודשת באמירוסו או בנסינוסו, זה לא יודע. רב עזרי עושה, מרד לי שלך עדיין עבד, הפרסט הזה דוס נודע הלוכס, הוא לא נצד על הפרסט הזה דוס נודע הלוכס, הוא בי עדיין. אבל זה מדעת משום על הלוכס. אז הוא זוגן אז, הוא כפשור, דוס נודע בי עדיין, אבל he can't be even a מסעד על קידוש. ראשי זה לדיין. רב עזרי עולה נדוס נסקוש, אבל if you don't know the הלוכס, he can't be a dying. אז הוא זוגן, אבל he can't be a מסעד על קידוש. אבל רב עזרי עוד משגזק דוס. רב עזרי עוד תאמר, פשע, that you, if you can't, if you don't know the halachas, don't talk to Noshim b'inyonei kiddushin v'geirushin. Just when you meet an isha, you can't, don't bring up the subject of kiddushin and geirushin when you speak to an isha. Why? Because maybe in a mistake, terchkei d'dvorim, you'll be mekadesher, and you will not realize that you're a mekadesher, and she'll be mekudeshes. And then she will go away, she will think she's a pnuyo yet. She will think she's a pnuyo. The men don't speak this. So I can't talk to a lady about Kiddushin because she will think, maybe I will be Mekadashim Misafik. I will never meet the Mekadashim. I will Mekadashim Misafik. I will Mekadashim Misafik. And maybe I will not know. What can happen in Geirushin? What can happen in Geirushin? I will talk to my wife about Geirushin.
And what will happen in the mistake? I will divorce in the mistake, and I will not know that I divorced in a mistake. No, so she will stay my wife. What can I do already? What can I do? The most, what could happen? I'm not going to have to see a discussion. So now about Rabbi Zriya learned Pshat, don't speak to Isha in Yoni Kiddushin if you're not planning to marry her, because maybe in a mistake you will marry her and she will not have that she's married, and you'll be machshelishes Isha Lashuk. Frek Tesis of Rabbi Zriya, so why not to talk to the wife and in Yoni Gerushin? Why not to talk to the wife and in Yoni Gerushin? What could happen in a mistake? You'll divorce your wife in a mistake, and the man, she will not have that she's divorced. So what Michshel can say? Now, before we come to answer Rabbi Zriya, the Marashah is just pshat. Why is it Rashi you don't have the shayla? Rashi learns a dayan can sign a dayan because maybe you will pass in wrong things. Dayan, what could be wrong? You will tell this lady she's not Mekudesh, she's Mekudesh. You will tell the lady that she's divorced, she's not divorced. So why in the husband we don't have the same chash? Maybe he will tell his wife that she's divorced, and she will not be divorced, and she will think that she is divorced. No, no. Rashi said, don't be a dayan if you don't know the halachas. Why? You'll be a dayan. Someone will ask you, Shaila, I'm married. You'll say no. And she's married. You'll not be a guest. Yeah? Or be a guest, b'kfil, I'm sorry. You'll say that it's a good guest. And it's not a good guest. You'll not be a guest, b'kfil. You'll not be a guest, b'kfil. So why this halacha is only on a dayan? Why is the get a private person? The Zot of Shash is a private person. He will tell a lady that she's married and she will not have that she's married. Eish is ish. He will tell his wife that she's divorced. She will think that she's divorced. And the man says she's not divorced. What is the kasha? Rabbi Zriya asked the kasha, nochabo. Let me say this clo. The Marsha is Maran. Rabbi Zriya learns that the whole Shash is she will not have that she's divorced and she will be divorced. Rabbi Zriya still knows she's divorced. But why is no chash fakir? That she will be divorced, she will not be divorced, and I will tell her that she's divorced. As they will fear Rashi. Why is no chash the fear of Israel as they will fear Rashi? So the Marsha learns pshat and tasteless. So the Ketzor inside the Marsha, better than innovative, this is pshat. The Marsha learns pshat, but the fear of Israel. We're telling a person, don't joke that there's chukha betlule, don't make choik with an isha about kiddushin and gerushin. But there's choik. Rabbi Zriya didn't say, don't try to marry a lady. If I want to marry her, what? A person that doesn't know the halachas can't tell an isha that he wants to marry her. He wants to marry her, well, why can't tell her? What Rabbi Zriya says? Mishalaya there will not speak to ladies. What do we not speak to ladies? Now, if you're not planning to marry her, don't make jokes, I'm marrying you, I'm mikdash you. Not mishkin zachar. Why? Because you will not have that she got married, and she will get married, and the melech, you're a shmuta lady, you'll tell her different words, you'll give her money, you'll be not planning to mikdash her. When you finish the conversation, you go away, she goes away, and she's married. The zavna zachar gerushin, Dr. Marshall. You come to your wife, you don't plan to divorce her. You're not planning to divorce you. But you want to scare her. I'm divorcing you. I'm divorcing you. It's a guest take. But I'm not planning to divorce her. Could be, what will happen? The most, she will be divorced. You will never see that she's divorced because you are never planning to divorce her. You are never planning to divorce her. You never had a chance to divorce her. You never had a plan to divorce her. You never had such a chance to divorce her. So it's no sad that she will think that she's divorced, that you will think that she's divorced and she will really not be divorced. The only chash is fakir. The only chash is fakir. The ganz chash is fakir. What is the chash? Maybe. The ganz chash is fakir. maybe Einachem Ami, you will Mekadosh. You didn't mean to be Mekadosh. You didn't mean to be Mekadosh. But she will not chap. Again, while you never meant to be Mekadosh, so she will never think that she's married. And the nicer she married. The other is that you will joke that you're divorcing her. You will never plan to divorce her. She will get divorced. And the mistake, she will get divorced. She will not know. But Rav Azriel, so what if she's divorced? But if you take it, you can't have a thought that she will think she's divorced even though she's not divorced. Because you are never planning to divorce her. No. The thing about Rashi, the Chash is a dying will pass the wrong person. Someone will come to ask me if I'm married, I tell him no, and she is. She will ask if she's divorced, I will say yes, and she's not. Rav Azriel learned, we're talking in a person, we're telling him, don't play around. And if you don't plan to do it, don't play around. Why? Because if you will play around, Amon, you will play Kiddushin, and you will never meet the Mekadosh. But it will happen, she will not know that she's married. Say Rav Azriel to say that, and then Gerushin, what will happen? I will play Gerushin, I will never meet the divorce. The most she will get divorced. So she will not know that she's divorced. You can't ask Akasha, maybe I will tell someone divorced, that someone that is not divorced, maybe she's divorced. So Nishtar Zachshash. Let's see, Rashi, the dying will have a Shaila, they will ask him that she's divorced, even though she's not divorced. Here we're talking about the person that is playing with his wife. And he's killing her, divorce. So, and he doesn't plan to divorce her. He rather, maybe it will happen, and he will not have that it happened. But it's not Tzad Pakel. Because he didn't plan to divorce her. He didn't think to divorce her. As I said, the Marsha. We'll have to see maybe a bit more. This is about the Ma'ir, there's a Shtalke Ore, a Pshim and Shkot, and the Ma'ir, the Peladike Otsu. So, what's the idea in the Marsha? We'll start the first Chelik. We're talking in Tidushin that you never planned to marry the lady, you were just joking. And maybe in a mistake, she'll become a Kudush. Right, Reb Shimon and Shari Yosha is a tzadik result that if you were planning to joke with a lady and you never meant to Mekadosh her, that in a mistake she becomes a Kudush. If you never planned to marry her, is it sad that she'll become a Kudush? Even if we can't believe him that he meant to play, of a klapish marriage is for sure to have mekudeshes. She didn't mean it and he didn't mean it. So what is the chash to call it? On the Basriel, we're talking in a wrong that we're passing wrong. But the Marsha said, no, we're not talking wrong. We're telling you, if you don't plan to do it, don't play. Why? Because maybe the mistake you will do it. If I'm not planning to do it, okay, it's very
special. Shalom. ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן, תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ ובהגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.